Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Jay Santos joining us here from, I think, Jay, you're in the South Bay now, but you were in La Habra, right?
That's correct, sir. I was in La Habra. I was addressing some people coming out of Costco.
And I want to talk to you about that because I know that, where are you right now?
We're basically, I have a few Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders. We're at a carnival.
Where's the carnival?
It's over here on DeLama. I don't want to be specific about it. It's just one of your standard carnivals that they have. And there's a lot of people here at a carnival, you know.
So, in other words, it's one of these parking lot carnivals that we sometimes see?
I don't know if you'd call it that. I think it's run by a church or something. What is this? Well, Subcommander Gleason, is this a church that we're at, or what is it?
I think it is. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Phil, I think it's, this looks like it's a church. But what we do is we'll, when we're out making our rounds or cruising around, we'll stop and look, and we'll go, wow, you know, what's this about? And
you're looking at a carnival.
I know I'm looking at a carnival. I get that I'm looking at a carnival. But as you know, General and Phil, I think anybody that's been around, you know that it may look like a carnival, but I don't know what's underneath a carnival. Carnivals are fun. Carnivals are fun for the entire family. And you can go on rides, you have cock candy, all these things. But underneath it could be, you know.
Well, what do you think? Are you suspicious of anything?
We were driving along, and I glanced over, and I saw a merry-go-round, and I went, whoa, back up, park it, let's go in.
So the merry-go-round is what tipped you off?
No, Phil, it's a carnival. I thought I was going to come on here and talk to you about what happened in La Habra.
No, you are, and I do want to talk to you about that. I just was curious why you guys were, so you're just cruising through the carnival.
We're walking through the carnival. And if my suspicions are you know, verified or validated, that there is underneath this, you know, you can look at a merry-go-round and you look at a merry-go-round, you look at a clown, and you look at people walk around having a cupcake. What's underneath that? Is it a sex ring? You know, what's underneath that? Are we talking about a sex slave ring?
Jay, what possibly could tell you about that at a carnival?
You don't know. No one will ever really know, okay?
All right, okay. If that's what you're looking for, that's what you're looking for. I hope you maintain good relations with the people there.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I mean, Jay, if you're looking for a sex ring, it's a carnival, you know? Just don't run afoul of anybody and make anybody an enemy.
We're doing a move-in. I'm here. I had everybody put on their yellow rain slickers. I got about 16 now subcommanders, and we're moving through the crowd of massive yellow rain slickers. And I told them, I said, it's a carnival. People are having a good time. I don't want you guys to go in here and start to foul people up. But keep your eyes open for any sexual activity, people openly having sex out behind a merry-go-round or something like that.
Okay,
You know, Mr. Henry, you don't understand what I do.
No, you're right. I don't understand what you do. So let me get to what we want to talk to you about. You were in La Habra at the Costco.
We were out in front of a Costco, yeah.
Okay. What happened?
What basically happened was I saw people coming out of the Costco. There were a lot of females. They had packages. It possibly could have the live underwear in it.
Here you are again, Jay, butting into people's personal business.
I'm not butting into anything. General, you forget what it is I'm doing.
Well, you're asking people questions, is that underwear that you have?
Right, and they can say, bug off, or whatever they want to say. But what we do is at least what we do is make the effort to say, is you have underwear, or not, do you have underwear?
And you're asking this why?
Oh, my God, how many times, Phil?
Well, Jay, just because we may have new listeners, you're checking on women buying inappropriate underwear because you believe that that may lead to what?
I think if you have females, especially young females, maybe underage, I don't know, buying inappropriate underwear, and then they're out in the world in inappropriate underwear, and the next thing you know, you have a slow degeneration of their morality, because you've got a woman walking around going, I know that underneath this skirt or slacks, I got inappropriate underwear, and I'm very tempted now to maybe, I don't know, see a guy that isn't my husband and offer him oral sex. I don't know.
Offer him oral sex? Did you just say that?
I'm saying, General, that we live in a world now where the values and morals are breaking down.
Okay, Jay, this is not your... How is it that the Citizens Auxiliary Police are even involved in this?
Because this stuff can lead to criminal activity. Subcommander Gleason. Hello?
Subcommander Gleason, please give the phone back to Jay.
You want to talk to you? No, I can't. You know, I've tried to explain to you.
All right, so I understand this is your way of trying to prevent crime.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so you say you got inappropriate underwear.
General, I know what you think of me. I know you think I'm less than something that you flush, don't you?
No, I don't, Jay. I just want to know, if you're a Citizens Auxiliary police officer, and you're asking women, what kind of underwear do you have, you're going to get clocked by some husband one of these days.
No, here's what I say, and this is what the speech was, okay?
This was the remarks you were delivering?
Yeah. I'm standing on the sidewalk, and as the people are coming out, I said, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jay Sanders, the Citizens Auxiliary. I don't stop anybody. I don't bother anybody. I go, I'd just like to make a series of remarks and comments and commentary today. If you are a woman and you have inappropriate underwear, that would be crotchless underwear or any kind of the thong underwear that will go right up there. If you have this, please consider for a moment that this can lead to a degenerated mindset, which then can lead to the breakup of a family, possibly immoral behavior, the possibility that once the family breaks up, you got young people who go out and commit crimes. I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, and as I was delivering these remarks, I was coming to the end, I heard in the back some guy turn, going to right, and go, oh, shut up. In fact, what was it?
Yeah, he goes, oh, shut up.
Yeah, like that. He goes, oh, shut up. And it was one of those moments, Phil, where...
Well, I gotta be honest with you, I probably would have done the same thing. All right, General, just hold on.
Yeah, General, hold on, okay? Because you asked me a question, and I'm giving you the answer.
All right, so before we get into the guy that told you to shut up, so you're not checking people's bags?
No, we're not checking anybody's bags. The closest we come to that is if we're driving along, and we notice, like, we look to the left or to the right, we notice the women have packages, we'll say, and I'll lean out the window, I'll go, do you have any underwear in the package? And they'll generally tell me to go straight to hell, or they'll ignore me, and I'll go, you know, forget it. We just speed off.
All right, so you're not getting anybody to pull over.
No, we're not.
Okay, so you're on the sidewalk. You're giving this speech about underwear, and some guy told you to shut up.
Right, and the reason why I'm coming on your program tonight is I do want that man now to contact me. Did you tell me to shut up? And why did you tell me to shut up?
He told you to shut up.
General, I know that you have your opinion.
Hold on, General.
I know you got your opinion about why the guy told me to shut up. Okay? But I got my opinion about why the guy going to try to tell me to shut up. Why the guy shouldn't try to tell me to shut up.
All right, I understand. General, let me just get through this, okay?
No, but isn't it obvious, Jay, he told you to shut up because you sound like a jackass?
No, I don't think so. I think he told me to shut up because he wants me to shut up, you know, and because he doesn't want that information going out there.
All right, Jay.
You know, Phil, all right, Jay, I know you think I'm something sitting in the bottom of a bowl waiting to be flushed, but I'm Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Mr. Henry, and I will be respected for the things we do.
All right, I got that, Jay, and you're not a legal enforcement arm of any government. You are an auxiliary volunteer police agency.
Well, you know, but I have powers of citizen's arrest, as I'm always trying to tell you.
I get that. But giving a speech, and I suppose there's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, there you go. Hey, Gleason, you finally admit
there's nothing wrong with it.
I understand that.
Okay.
All right. But you're giving a speech about, well, tell me, give me a sample of it.
Hey, how about that? Hey, yes, so you actually want to hear it?
I think that's a fair question, Phil. Why don't you just, you and the general, allow the man to give you a sample of it?
All right, go ahead.
All right, here's it. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I know a lot of you ladies have been here in the Costco purchasing possibly some clothing. I would ask you at this time and in this place that if you purchase underwear, any kind that has the thong that goes up there, or any kind that is crotchless, that is unfortunately, and I forgive my language, it's crotchless, any kind of underwear that has the attachments for to put on the stockings, I ask you to consider that that kind of underwear leads to an outer behavior which could be inappropriate and lead to breakup of families. And I ask it simply at this time that if you do have that underwear and you're willing to, would you please give it to me? And we'll take it and we'll burn it.
You'll take it and burn it?
Yeah.
And what, Jay, you know what? As long as I've known the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I have...
It's Citizens Auxiliary Police, General, not Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Okay, lips.
What is that supposed to mean?
You're like, what is the question, General?
The question is this. I've never known you guys to be such prudes to ask about what kind of underwear a woman's wearing.
You know something? It comes from a very personal place, okay? Because I had a girlfriend once.
What happened, Jay? You're a married man now. This must have been a long time ago.
It was. I had a girlfriend. Her name was Cecily. She went in for all of this kind of thong. It went right up there, and I liked it until finally one day she started going out with a baseball player. I don't know what that was about. She said to me, you know, Jay, thanks a lot, but I think I'm going to start going out with this other guy.
You weren't married to her.
No, I wasn't married to her. And I saw her pack up her underwear and head out the front door, and I'm going, you're taking that with you? And she said, yeah. Why not? And I'm like, thanks a lot.
So based on the fact that this young lady went and started dating a baseball player and took her underwear with her, you think that was the source of the problem?
I'm not saying it was the source of the problem, but I'm saying that the fact that it was important for her to take that underwear with her
To go date the baseball player.
What?
To go date the baseball player.
To go out with the ball player.
Right, right. She had to take the underwear. So that sort of sat with me down through the years, and I feel that what the Citizens Auxiliary Police can do is not just enforce, for instance, if we have large women who are driving SUVs that could crack the axle and put children at risk. That is not just if there are people out there who are speeding that we have to cone in or cone out. It's not just the fact that we have to move in and do a move in and a move out to stop bar fights. It's the fact that we could very well stop a family falling apart if I know if she's got on underwear. Hello?
Yeah. Okay.
What is so, you know, please.
Hello?
Get Jay back, will you?
I'll let you back. Well, what's the problem?
The problem is, Jay, there's no problem.
Jay, we thank you for being on the program.
Oh, this is where you're going to start. Mr. Henry, I suggest you go look at my ex account. I've got a couple of chimpanzees laughing in a GIF, and they look just like you, okay? This Jay Santos says this is Auxiliary Police.
I haven't hung up yet.
Oh.
All right, Jay, thank you very much. So you're asking for that guy to step forward?
I'm asking for the guy that said, shut up, to step forward like a man. And I want to say, what you telling me to shut up for? All I'm saying is, you know what I said. If there's any ladies out there that have underwear that we should confiscate.
All right. So, by the way, have you confiscated, have any women come forward and given you their underwear?
Yeah, a couple of ladies did, as a matter of fact. I mean, we opened a box that were like hand towels for a bathroom. So, I don't know.
They told you it was underwear.
Yeah, they said it was underwear. So, you know, ladies, ha-ha, very funny.
Good luck to you, Jay, and thank you for being on the program. We wanted to know because we read this this tweet from you.
Yeah, well.
Are you guys going to still be out there giving the speech?
What do you mean, you guys? I'm the one that gives the speech, okay? I stand there and I say, if you have inappropriate underwear and you feel as if by putting it on, standing there in front of your husband, you're suddenly going to want to have sex with another man.
That's what you think's going on?
Yes.
All right, Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
We just asked him to turn it over to us. We confiscate it, we'll burn it.
All right, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police offering to burn your inappropriate underwear so you're not tempted to have sex with another man. Have I got that right?
Yeah, you know, the way you say it, it sounded really good when I was rehearsing it. Now, though, when you say it, it sounds like you're basically saying Jay Santos, whose head looks exactly like his ass.
All right, Jay, I'm sorry I didn't mean to say that. Thank you very much for being on the show. Good luck with... is this got an operational name?
Yeah, a lot of times you have an operational name, right, Jay?
Yeah, we do. It's called Operation Bottomless, which is about the worst kind of underwear that a woman could wear.
All right, man. Thanks very much for being on the program, the world-famous Phil Henry program with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right, Phil. Thanks a lot.
Coming up next... Boy, you're very... no comment? What am I going to say? Okay.
Well, Phil, you thought it was an interesting concept originally.
I did think it was an original concept originally because when Jay was taking all that grief out in front of the Costco, all that grief, that's what I thought, in front of the Costco in La Habra, turns out it was just some guy told him to shut up. But this whole Operation Bottomless, whatever the hell.
Well, he's confiscating the underwear so the women will not be tempted to go have sex with another guy.
Oh, man. Are you going to give any views and points and, you know, aren't you going to give your impressions on getting to the Radio Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I was going to do it.
When? I don't know. I was going to, at some point, I was going to just, I should thank everybody that, you know, in the Radio Hall of Fame voting ranks that voted for me. I was told that it was like, I don't know how many people, like 1,000 people, but these are all radio professionals, and I thank you. I was really shocked. And, you know, at the Radio Hall of Fame induction ceremony, they're going to have, you're allowed to give a few comments. And the one thing that I never, ever thought would happen to me is be inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. All right, now why? A lot of people want to know why. Why is, because what I do is so freaking weird, I think it's almost like countercultural. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. What do you mean by that?
It's not, what I do seems to be, something that is not anything those cats would like. But it turned out...
Yeah, talking about nobody liked it, man. Everybody liked it, and you got inducted in the Radio Hall of Fame, man.
I know that. I just... It took me by surprise. I was very grateful and very humbled. And, we were on Bubba the Love Sponge's... we were on Bubba's show yesterday, and that was a lot of fun. And he called early on Monday, and I don't know... I must have been dead asleep. I think he was hoping to catch me, and I didn't. So he just, we arranged to talk yesterday.
Well, what'd you guys say? Talk about the Hall of Fame induction?
All kinds of stuff, you know, our careers. What got you to that point? And the one thing that I say to everybody, okay, if you don't want me to give a speech.
Well, I just was asking. It's all right, Phil. Go ahead.
The one thing, never mind. You know, I'll save it for.
Go ahead, Mr. Henry. We want to hear.
I was going to say that. I, you know, in my career, there was a period there where I didn't think there's no way in hell I was ever going to get into the Radio Hall of Fame. I didn't think there's any way in hell I was ever going to do a radio show that I actually liked. You know, the first time I ever said to anybody, hey, man, you should listen to my show. It's pretty good. Was in the fall of 1990. I said it to my friend Don Olander as he was driving me from Oakland Airport out to his home, he and Pam and their infant children, because I was up there visiting them. And Don was working for B of A up there, and I sat in that car as we drove away from Oakland because I had just started doing my stuff at KVEN, and I said, you got to listen to what I'm doing now, man. It's pretty good. I never, ever, ever said that to anybody.
Because your show sucked.
Yeah, pretty much, because what I did sucked. Until around the summer of 1990 when I started, when I just said, I don't care anymore, and I just did what I wanted to do.
And all of a sudden, you're in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Not all of a sudden. It's been...
long time coming, man, you know. Long time coming, Mr. Henry.
Yeah. Long time coming. Okay. Quit fooling around with the glasses, bud.
Sorry.
Okay, coming up, we got John Armstrong, excuse me. And I want to ask him about his accent, because we're going to get a hockey report from John. The Florida Panthers... suddenly suck. I don't know what's happened to them. They were it was a 3-0 lead. They were on their way to sweeping the Edmonton Oilers. Nobody ever really thought they were going to sweep the Edmonton Oilers, but hey, as long as it looked that way. And all of a sudden, they've lost two straight. They looked horrible in Edmonton, losing 8-1. They lost at home last night, 4-3. And if they don't get their act together, and they don't start to play some defense, and whatever it was that got them to where they are, if they got to start remembering what it was, because they looked like hell.
Well, I didn't see the game because I'm not really a hockey fan, but I did hear that they looked like a bunch of stumble-bum jackholes. That's what I was hearing.
Well, their defense sucks. Okay, so we'll be right back with John Armstrong, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, worldfamousphilhenryshow.com. It's not worldfamousphilhenryshow.com. It's philhenryshow.com, but it's world famous. We think, we guess, we don't know. Get a backstage pass. It's under $10 for the month, under $7 a month for the course of the year. And you'll get 60,000 hours of great radio and digital content, video casts, home movies, all kind of things for your dollar. Get a backstage pass today and you'll say, me, I know what I'm doing with my media buying dollar. Yes, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Now, you know, last week we had a disastrous experimentation. We had Lang Delton come on. John Armstrong with us. He's now known as John Armstrong, by the way.
That's right, Phil.
And we had a disastrous experimentation with Lang Delton doing the hockey report and his mouth orchestra. And at that time I said, I don't want to do sports anymore because I think we suck at it. And I do. And I love and respect you, John, but...
No, I don't think you do, Phil. Listen, it's okay.
No, I do, man.
It's okay, but to say openly that we stink to do the sports, wow.
Can I ask a question? No, you can't. We got to... All right.
What's the problem?
Nothing. Go ahead, Dad. Give me the report.
Give me the report?
The hockey report, the Florida Panthers.
Okay, but I still, Phil, I want to point out, you did say that you didn't want to do no sports no more because you thought that Lang Delton blew so hard. I mean, he blew so hard that you did not want to do sports.
You're right. The whole Lang Delton thing, I just said, screw it. I don't want to do sports anymore. But as long as you're on the phone with us here from Minneapolis, you watch the game, why not?
Well, you know, I did call Bud.
Yeah, he called with a report.
No, I know that.
So here it is, Phil. The Florida Panthers, I'll make it short and I'll make it sweet. The Florida Panthers were so lousy, they couldn't play defense to save their lives. They couldn't play defense to save their lives. Why am I saying it like that?
To save their lives.
Right, to save their lives. They lost the game, four points to three points.
Four goals to three goals.
And now they have to go to, back to Edmonton, Alberta, and play in a sixth game. So this is getting hairy, man.
Yeah, they had a 3-0 lead.
They had a 3-0 lead, and they blew it. They blew it. And they lost 8-1 in Edmonton to go down 3-1. And now they lose this game to 3-2. Now they're going to go to Alberta. And you know that the Edmonton Oilers are going to be playing at home. They're going to be badass.
Now let's point out one thing. The Panthers were playing at home yesterday, and they weren't anything but badass.
No, they stunk. They were in front of their home crowd. They were horrible. Their defense is terrible. I don't know what Paul Maurice is going to do to put a boot to their ass to try to get them to get back on the rush. You know what the rush is?
Yeah, when the offense is...
Yeah, hold on, I'll do it. The offense is rushing down the ice, and they're going fast, and they're going, yeah, and you're backpedaling all the way, you know, and then you fall that the Panthers, they fell down.
They fell down.
They fell down, and they ran into Bobrovsky, and they gave up a goal the other night that way. So they're turning the puck over. They can't get back fast enough on the rush. They suck.
We have John Armstrong on the phone with us. Margaret?
I had a question, John. It doesn't have anything to do with hockey.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? Where are you from?
I come from North Dakota.
What town?
I come from a place called Tattletown.
Tattletown?
No, Tattle. It's Tattler or Tattletown.
Tattler or Tattletown?
Right.
Well, which is it?
Well, it's originally called Tattler, North Dakota, but people just say it's the Tattletown.
Because it sounds like title to what people call Green Bay.
No, it's not that. They get that mistake all the time, no.
All right. You're a Native American.
I'm not Native American.
He's not. No, what I mean, I'm not saying you're indigenous, but you were born in America.
Yeah, I was born in Tattler, North Dakota.
All right. You have an accent. You do. You do have an accent. It sounds European.
You don't sound like you have an American accent. You sound like you have a European accent, but you were born and raised.
I was born and raised in Tattler, North Dakota, yeah.
All right, now hold on. I happen to know there was a famous American entertainer named Lawrence Welk.
Right.
Hold on, I'll do it.
Okay.
And that guy was raised in a German-speaking community in North Dakota called Strasbourg. Is that anywhere close to you?
No, I never heard of it.
You never heard of it?
No, I never heard of it. I'm just telling you that everybody in Tattletown, they talk like this. They talk but the way that I talk. And nobody's ever said to me, oh, you got an accent, until I meet up with you monkeys. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say monkey. I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, watch it, will you?
Okay, sorry. But until I meet up with you, and you all of a sudden, you people are telling me that I got an accent.
You sound like you come from Denmark.
From Denmark? Mark.
Are you telling me you've never heard anybody ask you or say to you that you have an accent?
Not really. I've had people say to me, where are you from? And I'll go, North Dakota, and they'll kind of nod and just move away. And
okay, so what they're basically saying is, you know, I don't want to talk to this guy anymore. He's from North Dakota.
What is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know what you mean by that, General. I mean, the guy's from North Dakota. He's got that accent. The whole Lawrence Welk thing just comes to mind.
What do you mean the whole Lawrence Welk thing?
The General's right. This guy, Lawrence Welk, talked like he had an accent because he did, because everybody in his community there was German-speaking. Do you speak German?
No. I don't speak German. Hey, Charlie, I got a guy in the phone.
Hold on. Just talk to me here for a second, will you, John? All right, so you don't speak German.
I don't speak German. I don't speak Denmark talk or whatever you call that.
It's called Danish.
Okay, I don't speak Danish. And this is the way that I talk, and this is the way that I talked ever since the first time that I talked. You know?
Yeah, it sounds like you ought to be in a U-boat or something.
Oh, wow. So I sound like a German, huh?
Well, I saw a war movie the other night.
Wait, never mind about the war movie. Yeah, you got an accent. All right, so that's fine. You have an accent. I suspect that everybody in your town talks like that.
Yes, they do.
Okay. And yet you don't think there's a German or a Germanic influence there? Like, you're not anywhere near the Strasburg, North Dakota?
No, we're not anywhere from, you know, everybody that I know talks the way that I talk. And I figured they talk like American.
You sound different.
I don't think I sound different. Everybody from the town that I come from don't think I sound different. And I'm an American as much as any other American, and I don't think that I sound different or that I have the accent.
Yeah, you do have an accent.
You do, Jack, or John.
My name's John.
Okay. You do, John.
Well, you can call me Jack.
Hey, listen, man.
Okay, you just go, you say I talk funny, but you just go.
Why are we bringing that up?
What are you talking about?
The guy's been talking that way since as long as we've known him. Why are we bringing it up?
I wanted to know whether this guy came from, you know, like the Lawrence Welk area of North Dakota.
The Lawrence Welk area of North Dakota.
Phil, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But if he doesn't know what we're talking about, if he just says that everybody in, what is it called?
It's called Tattler, North Dakota, or Tattletown.
Tattletown.
Yeah, God, man.
You know what? Never mind, man. Let's let people be whatever it is that they are. And if he doesn't think he has an accent, he sounds like he comes from Denmark to me.
Yeah, and he sounds that way to a lot of people.
All right, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Thank you very much to everybody who was sending congratulatory notes on the Radio Hall of Fame. It was a trip, man.
Still don't believe it, do you?
I don't know. I believe it, but I don't believe it. And we'll check you tomorrow. Don't forget to get your backstage pass at philhenryshow.com.